A word for you from Matthew 25 verse 33. And he will place the sheep on his right, but the goats on the left. Last time we looked at the previous verse, and we highlighted some of the similarities between the sheep and the goats. They're roughly the same size. They both eat vegetation. They're not meat eaters. It's not that Jesus is separating between the sheep and the wolves, but the sheep and the goats. However, this whole story here, which is the truth, in fact, it is the ultimate truth and needs to make a big difference to us as we look at it, because Jesus says this is how he will judge. He will judge the nations and he will judge people. And the question obviously has to be, are you a sheep or are you a goat? So though you might look similar to the sheep, the problem with goats is that they usually don't have a shepherd. That's the main difference. They are independent creatures doing their own thing. In fact, very intelligent creatures, but they don't need a shepherd. They go where they like. If the grass looks greener on the other side, well, that's where they go. With the sheep, that's not the case. They have a shepherd. And as Jesus says in John 10, he is the one who is the true one, not the hireling, and that the sheep listen to his voice, not to the hireling's voice. So here we are at the beginning of what Jesus then describes, and he goes right to the end of the chapter here, verse 46. It is a very long illustration of what Judgment Day will be like. And we're going to be looking at those different characteristics. But to start with, in general, the sheep, while similar from afar and very close to the goats in size, but actually they are completely different characters. They never mate with the goats. You never find half sheep and half goat, because they are different characteristics and they are different creatures. God has made them to be different. And Jesus says he will separate them completely, so that on the right are the sheep and on the left are the goats. So on which side of Jesus are you? Are you an imitation sheep, but actually a goat? Or are you genuinely a sheep belonging to Jesus Christ?